The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Ever since I could read, I've loved the things words could help me to understand. Words taught me to look for layers of the world I'd never before known were there. I turned to words constantly to help me clarify a thought, to dig deeper into an idea, to keep something from slipping away and being forgotten. And yet, there is so much that I love and so much that I remember that doesn't need words. Images, sounds, scents, feelings that dawned instantly and imparted something different from sense but indelible nonetheless. The geometry of daylight in a room full of windows. My son under covers at night, the young landscape his body makes. Up before daylight, a wind chime in a tree outside my window swings in a strong breeze. It catches the glow from a porch light and flashes it my way, again and again, like a message clamoring to be seen. Awake suddenly, at the dead center of night, the electronic blue glow of my phone on the nightstand with its 1,000 wide-awake facts. That avalanche of sound of 1,000 small toys being dumped onto the floor, which must equal immeasurable joy for my young sons. A child's drawing of a yellow dog, a back leg, the sense of life and movement it transmits, and the startling mix of feelings it fills me with, awe, pride, surrender, as if I am staring at a picture of my young daughter's enormous soul. Today's poem is Tracing the Horse by Diana Marie Delgado. I could read it over and over, dwelling in the states of awareness and sensation it invokes. Tracing the Horse by Diana Marie Delgado. I'm riding a horse I can't stop drawing, a wild one with a whip for a tail. It's a song in a dream whose words burn my hands like light. The moon's gone down again. If you play cards at night, the devil pulls up a chair, plays with you. I believe my mother. I'm 10. She told me, study the moon. Take a picture and tell the world what it means. Only I wasn't sure what the moon would say, especially to me. I couldn't look out the window. We drove to Ensenada, sailed to an island of squid that, once hooked, stained the Pacific. Over that ocean, a dark so dark it was blue. Maybe Mom's the horse, because aren't horses beautiful? Can't they kill a man if spooked? Mr. Warwick reads from the Bible, ties Joseph to his desk like the pigs I've seen slaughtered for Holy Communion. The devil grabs my feet to cover them in pollen. I should stop talking to him. He turned me into a crow, put music in me, told me why our plum tree was called Purple Heart. Mom brushes my hair, asks me to tell time. When I get it wrong, she slaps me. On the ocean, gulls made space for sunlight as we followed him into the garage to cut barracuda, shoo flies. I take a book home, read and return it. A star is put next to my name. I never read the whole book, just parts, words in a row. I read for feelings. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.